This is the Tim and Jess podcast for Hit 96.1.
We saw something on our Facebook page. A mutual friend of ours last night was trying to sort a disagreement out.
Yeah.
She was having a discussion with her partner, and they said, if you drop out of an aeroplane a bowling ball and a ping pong ball, what will hit the ground first?
Yep. She believes it's the bowling ball.
Yep.
I think you believe it's the bowling ball.
Yes.
I think it's the bowling ball, but it seems too clear cut for me for that to be the answer.
Her partner says that they will hit the ground at the same time. And that blows my mind because I think a ping pong ball is going to get lost in, like, the clouds.
It's
like,
lost in the clouds. It's so light that it'd sit on top of the cloud.
Where would you even find it? Bowling ball is going to go straight down. Mm. That's gravity, son.
I know that, like, say if it was in a vacuum chamber, they'd probably hit the ground at the same time.
What's a vacuum chamber?
Like a vacuum, like you know how you have a vacuum and it has the spin cycle.
Sure, yeah.
If you were in, like, a massive room,
yeah,
it would hit the ground at the same time due to the forces and the centrifugal force of that room.
But if it's falling from a plane,
yeah,
it's the bowling ball.
But then it seems too simple for that. And we need people that are a lot smarter than you and I to tell us and help us out with this one.
Why, thankfully, we've got the Limestone Coast behind us.
Yep.
13, 12, 16. What do you think? If you were to drop out of an airplane a bowling ball and a ping pong ball, what would hit the ground first?
A riddle for your R&B Fridays. How lucky is that?
Jen, what do you think will hit the ground first?
I reckon for sure a bowling ball, because it's a lot heavier, so it would just fall faster.
Whereas, see, I think I think it's too obvious. I think I might be playing myself.
Yeah, well, yeah. But this is what the arguments were saying. Like, one of the friends, the guy she's arguing with, said that they'd fall at the same rate. That's just not true. They're different weights.
I reckon a ping pong ball would just, like, get lost in the wind because it's a lot lighter.
Thank you, Jen.
Just get lost. Just combust. Jennifer, if it was the ping pong ball, what do you think would be the reason that it would get to the ground first?
I don't reckon it could.
Well, so there we go. It just couldn't.
Yep.
It would burn up in the atmosphere.
Science works, isn't it?
Thanks for your call, Jennifer. We've got a Subway footlong meal deal voucher for you.
Thanks, guys.
We've also got Jenna Eve on 13, 12, 16. Jenna Eve, what do you think? What's hitting the ground first?
Okay, so you're correct. If it's in a vacuum room, they would hit the ground at the same time.
Okay.
Because gravity doesn't go by mass.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, there's actually a really cool video on, like, Facebook of them doing it in a big vacuum room, so you should watch it, Jess.
Oh, I'm definitely going to watch that.
Jenna Eve, are you a scientist? Are you the science?
Yeah, I have a chemistry degree.
Oh, Jenna, this is exactly who we needed.
Jenna, we're keeping your number. We need you around quite often.
For all of our science questions. Would you be willing to be our science expert, Jenna Eve?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, so you're saying that, all right, out of a plane, though, surely the bowling ball's got to be hitting the ground first.
Yeah, so out of a plane, because of external forces like air, just in general, the bowling ball will hit first.
Well, there you go. Our other callers were great, but Jenna is an expert.
You nailed it.
So Donna has won. She's won the argument.
Jenna, not only have you got a Subway voucher, but you have the answers for all of us. So thank you very much.
We'll be calling you soon.
No worries.
13, 12, 16. If you do ever want to get involved in the show, I mean, if you have knowledge to drop on us, please use that number. We love it.
Yes, call us anytime. If you want to tell us we're wrong, we love it.
Come on, come and get it. Tim and Jess, 6 a.m. weekdays on Hit 96.1. And always on Facebook.com/Hit 96.1.